And now your education in Ghana.
Yeah,
where did you start?
I started from my place of birth, Cape Coast, up to the middle form four.
Yeah.
And from the it was 10 years. And from the middle form four, I went to the secondary school. Our secondary school also took 7 years. That is 5 years for general certificate of education, ordinary level, and 2 years general certificate of education, advanced level. We followed the British system. Then after that, I proceeded to the university
to become a teacher,
a professional teacher. I was aiming at becoming a medical doctor, but my father died, and in our system, it's not like here. When you lose your father, mostly the fathers are the breadwinners of family, and
the funds.
He was controlling the funds, and our inheritance system is such a way that when you lose a father, you lose rights to his inheritance. When he was alive, everything that he had, you had to enjoy. But we have a sort of matrilineal system of inheritance, whereby I rather inherit my mother's brother's property. I wasn't a heir to the property of my own father, but to my uncle, my maternal
uncle.
So that tradition made it very impossible for a lot of people who lost fathers to
continue education,
because you lose your source of support.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was why I had to do teaching, which required a few years in the university.
And so your mother didn't got a penny from your father's inheritance?
No.
No, not at all.
No.
That's quite strange.
It's if the family happened to be very considerate, then they will give you something. But other than that, and to add more insult to injury, he was a traditional ruler. So he was actually for the state, which I have no right now. When I go to his traditional state, I am recognized as a prince. Okay, I could go to the palace. I had the right to begin giving a place in the palace to stay and all that. But that ends it there. You are not part of the kingmakers. You are a prince, but you don't belong to the royal family where they choose the chiefs. So that is it.